This is an Aero News Touch and Go for May 11th, 2009. I'm Paul Plack. ANN is keeping watch for more details on the Saturday crash of a 1962 Beech A55 Baron east of Lake Tahoe, Nevada, with five people on board. What we've been able to gather so far from various reports has the twin taking off about 4 p.m. local time from Minden Tahoe Airport in Nevada, overflying a cattle branding party, then unexplainedly flying into the ground. Visibility was reported to be at least 10 miles at the time, but with some gusty winds reported. Witnesses reported no apparent signs of engine trouble or any shedding parts before the impact, about 3 miles west of State Road 88 in Gardnerville. Authorities have identified the pilot as 58-year-old Gary Annis of Minden. He was carrying four passengers. There were no survivors. We'll have details at aero-news.net when more is known. If you thought Twitter and YouTube were just for kids, think again. NASA is making novel use of new media during the upcoming STS-127 shuttle mission scheduled for next month. Actually, it's already begun. Mission Commander Mark Polansky is already sharing updates about his training and flight on Twitter. He's invited followers to submit video questions via YouTube that he'll answer from orbit. Polansky is a New Jersey native and former Air Force test pilot. He'll command the shuttle Endeavour on its mission to deliver the final portions of the space station's Japanese laboratory. Launch is set for June 13th. The use of YouTube as a platform for communications from space isn't too surprising. Back in 2006, YouTube was purchased by Google, which is a famous believer in the value of space as a marketing tool. And come to think of it, NASA may be using Twitter specifically because it is for kids. One of the agency's priorities is reaching young people in the hopes of inspiring space enthusiasts to pursue aerospace careers. As of our deadline, the shuttle Atlantis is in its final countdown for launch a little after 2 p.m. Eastern Time. Weather forecasters have offered a 90% chance of suitable weather. The 11-day STS-125 mission will include five spacewalks to bring the Hubble Space Telescope two new instruments, repair two inactive ones, and perform component replacements to keep the orbiting observatory online another 5 years. Expanding on the list we told you about last week, we've found one more interesting bit of payload trivia. Along for the ride will be a 2009 Lewis Braille Bicentennial Silver Dollar, the first coin ever to feature readable Braille. NASA's Joyce Winterton commented, quote, "Launching the first coin to contain tactile, readable Braille into space symbolizes NASA's commitment to the spread of knowledge by every means and to every individual," unquote. Dr. Mark Maurer, president of the National Federation for the Blind, hopes, quote, "perhaps someday a Braille reader will also be part of such a mission," unquote. It's not clear whether the coin will be ceremonially jettisoned. If it is brought back to Earth, it will certainly be worth much more than its face value in a future charity auction. This has been an Aero News Touch and Go. Don't forget to check out our complete Aero briefing. There we'll tell you more about these stories. Air Canada Jazz pilots get millions in support from ALPA. Embraer has a pre-EBACE milestone announcement. And Boeing's 2009 net orders are back in negative territory. Also, check out the ANN special feature. Today, CFI Bob Miller of Over the Airwaves wonders out loud what it will take to stem the accident rate among pilots transitioning to fast, technologically advanced aircraft. And if you haven't done it yet, subscribe to our AeroCasts. Find them on iTunes, iPodder, Podcast Alley, and at aero-news.net. I'm Paul Plack. Thanks for listening. Have a clear and unlimited day.